Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no hype advice, essential practices and strategies to wake up, show up, and shine. Well, this week I'd like to talk to you about my story, but your story. I think it's a universal story, and that is our intense need to be productive, to always be producing something, doing all the time. So now that I have announced that I am beyond the verge, right, I've sold my business, whew, it is such a relief to be able to talk about it with people. But with that, and of course, I've known this for some time that this was going to happen. So I've been sitting with something for the last few months that I'd like to share with you. And that is my very, very intentional practice to not just add back in more doing into my life. Now that I've sold my business, now, of course, I still need to work and I'm still going to be working. But instead of living at the same pace that I've been living at, let's say for the last 15 years, I want to be really intentional about how I continue to work in the years ahead. So I've been contemplating this whole idea of pushing to product or pushing to produce. Now, if you're like me, type A, doer, right? Always has the long list of stuff to do, always looking to do more, be more, achieve more. It takes an incredible amount of awareness to notice habitual patterns. And I am a habitual doer. You may feel the same way. Habitually creating more stuff to do. And something that I've noticed about myself in the last 6 months is how quickly I will push things to product. Now, those are the words I use for me. They may not land for you, but let me give you an example, and then you may find something that lands in your own life. For instance, oftentimes I'll have an idea for a podcast, let's say, or for a product, for a program. I'll have an idea for a workshop. Let's just keep it really easy. I may have an idea for a workshop, let's say in my morning meditation or as I'm preparing for my day. And by 5 o'clock, that new workshop has been created. I've created the copy. I've created a flyer. I've posted it on social media and it's out there in the world. Like, whoa, right? There's no time for simmering. I just have an idea and I push it to product very quickly. And I've been doing this for a long time. And I'm being honest with you, it's not great. I think, yes, I've got some good ideas. Yes, I've put out some good programs. But I've been so anxious to get things moving that I haven't allowed or always allowed things to simmer, to mature, to develop. And so I've noticed this in myself over the last 6 months, and I've really been intentional to not push to product. And those are my words for myself. So clearing the space and allowing myself to let things fester, let things start to sprout in a way that could bring forth a more robust program or product. Because we see so much out there on social media, we see so many people doing so much. If you're like me, I have this sense of urgency. Like, oh my God, I got to get stuff out there. Now, a few months ago, I mentioned in one of the shows that I was pulling together an online course. And I did, right? I pulled together a course that was called Cultivating High Impact Self-Care. And I was ready to go. I signed up for an online program. I started paying for it, you know, a platform that you can do a course on. And then I realized, what the heck are you doing, Kara? Could you relax? You're in the middle of selling a business. You've got a load of things going on right now. Chill out. Now, I may have used some explicatives there in talking to myself, but chill out. Can you allow this to simmer a little bit so that when you put the product out there, it actually has a little more maturity about it instead of it just being a rush job? I've had a lot of rush jobs, I have to tell you, very honestly. Sometimes these shows actually are a rush job, and I'm really being very, very aware of allowing ideas to start to foster, to fester, to blossom before just jumping on the mic and throwing up on you. And I hope I haven't thrown up on you. I might have, and I apologize if I have. But I've learned, and I'm learning now to take things a little bit more slowly. So in this new stage of mine beyond the verge, after selling the business and being out there now in no man's land in a lot of respects, still needing to work, still needing to produce things that produce income, I am being very, very, very mindful of not forcing. And so I thought this was something worth sharing, because I think that we in general, because of the speed at which we're all moving, we in general are pushing things a little bit too quickly, forcing things to happen. So for me now, just having announced the sale of my business last week, I'm getting a lot of emails and messages from people saying, what's next? What are you doing? And I've been thinking about this for a long time, because I've been thinking about selling the business for a long time. But now that it's out in the open, I need to have some answers. Or do I? Do I need to have answers? And this is something that this type A woman here, it's been hard to sit with. Can I truly just tell people that I am deeply listening to where I'm feeling called to teach, how I'm feeling called to teach, what I'm feeling called to share? Maybe it's not teaching at all. Maybe I'm done teaching. I don't know. One thing I know is that the business that I've been involved with, the mental wellness business, is really exciting, and it's holding my attention. And it's really, should I say, it's satisfying my creative juices right now. And so it's been something I've been really leaning into. So I'm loving that. But it's very, very different in some ways than what I've been doing in the past. You know, talking to people about the microbiome, talking to people about mental wellness and the gut-brain axis. It's been really cool, and it's challenged me. And that's one part of what I'm going to be doing going forward. But the other part, as far as what I've been doing as a teacher, is still unknown. And so that online course that I manifested a few months ago is still just, it's like just simmering. And I'm going back to it maybe once a week and trying to really listen into right timing, when the right timing is to bring that on into the market. I'm not sure yet, but I think it's coming. It's coming. So I tell you this as an example for your life. What are you pushing to product? What are you pushing to produce? And it doesn't have to be something that relates anything to what I'm doing. It could be as easy as just lacking the patience in a project that you're working on, or lacking patience in a relationship. You want things to happen now, and they're not. That's pushing the product, right? That's forcing. That's a sense of urgency. And we can't force the rose to blossom, right? If we try to, it, we just pull off those petals and the rose dies. So can we slow ourselves down enough to really listen, to be discerning about right action, about taking mindful steps forward in all areas of our lives. This is what I've been working on myself. What can you slow down? What needs to slow down? What are you forcing in your life? Are you waiting on a job or waiting on an answer on a proposal? We can't force things. We can't force people to make decisions. And us being anxious or us being impatient is felt by others, right? Don't you know that? Like when you want something to happen so badly, oh, you can't help it. It comes out in your voice. I can't tell you how many times I have done this in my life, tried to get people to make decisions that I was waiting on, and it ends up just blowing up in my face. It's not pretty, folks. Being type A, you know, being a high producer, being someone who manifests too quickly, that wants to get things done by 5 o'clock, it's not graceful. And I have not been graceful in my career. And so I'm looking at this next phase in a different way. I want to live more gracefully. I want to allow the space for wisdom to emerge, for insight and direction to guide me. Instead of the type A, I should name her, shouldn't I? I'm not sure what her name's going to be, but it's like, I don't know why the word Tina comes to mind. Like, Tina, slow down, Tina, right? Can I really just sit in the space to allow relationships to mature, to allow ideas to mature, to allow myself to know when it's the right time to make the phone call, to take the step, to reach out, to hold back? This is huge. It's huge for me. And so what needs the space to breathe in your life? What needs the space to breathe? I can't answer that for you. I know for me, because I'm looking at it daily in this new chapter of mine. I don't want to force things on anybody anymore. I want them to come from the right place, from a more authentic, genuine place, as opposed to the place that needs to prove something. If there's anything I know about myself when I, you know, think about my childhood and early adulthood and all of the businesses that I've started, I've definitely had a chip on my shoulder needing to prove. And it could come from being the only girl sandwiched between two brothers in an Italian-American family, right, where I needed to voice my opinion and be heard. It could be from my immigrant upbringing, where my four grandparents were, you know, struggled in this new land. They were all off the boat, as they say, from Italy, and made it work as seamstresses. And my one grandmother that I remember very vividly going to visit her after school in the sweatshop that she was working in Brooklyn. My one grandfather was a waiter, and the other one worked in the sanitation department. So there are immigrant roots that really feels like I need to prove my worth, my intelligence, my ability to survive here. So there's some of that that maybe I don't need to carry forward here at 55 anymore. Maybe I've proven enough and I can really just allow things to come through me in a much more mature, mindful, graceful way. So I offer this to you as an inquiry for the week. Think about or ask yourself, what am I pushing to produce? What am I forcing to make happen? Where am I lacking patience? What can I slow down? And what needs space to breathe? It is a practice, my friend. It is a practice moment to moment. because whatever we do over and over again becomes habit, and eventually those habits become unconscious behaviors. So for me, I've had to look very, very directly at my behaviors. I encourage you to do the same. Check back with me. Let me know what you find, because you know what? I learn from you. And let's do this together. This is an engaging conversation. I don't want to be just alone behind the mic speaking out there into the abyss. So reach out to me, hello@carabradley.net. Grab me on social media. Tell me what you are pushing to produce. Let's do this together. Let's slow ourselves down. Let's listen deeply to the wisdom that's always emerging from within every single one of us. We are all intelligent beings, and we are all meant to shine. Marianne Williamson says that so beautifully. So let's go out there and shine together. Thank you for listening. Let's keep in touch and have a wonderful day. Be well.